that the power of God cannot break. Until our next broadcast, God bless you. From Bishop Kenny Townsend
and Minister Mildred Townsend.
Tell somebody, say, you stand. Yeah, Lord, yeah.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Persecuted, but not forsaken.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, Father, for this awesome opportunity, my Father, to share with your people the love of God. Your love, Father, that agape love, Father. It's an honor and it's a privilege, Father, and I humble myself under your mighty hands. And I say unto you, Lord, your kingdom come and your will be done in all our lives here on earth, just as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. Just as it is in heaven. Just as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you, Lord God, again, once again, for your grace and your mercy, Father. It endured forever, my Father. And once again, Lord, I humble myself under your mighty hands, and I would ask, Lord, that you would use me for your glory. Speak through these lips of clay, Father, that will minister to your need, Lord, to the need of your people, Father. For you have a need also, Lord. You need your people, Father, to come to the knowledge of the truth, Father, that they might know you and Jesus Christ who you sent, Father, and the power that's available to all of us through his resurrection. So I ask you to fill us with the knowledge of your will, once again, with all wisdom and spiritual understanding, so that we can know you, Lord, not of you, not just of you, and not just about you, but know you, Father, like we are known by you. That we might know you in that same way. That we might walk and talk with you in the cool of the day, in the heat of the day, in the good of the day, in the storms of the day, and whatever the day may bring, my Father. That we may walk with you, Lord. And know, Father, that no matter what we face in this life, because of your love for us and what your Son Jesus Christ done for us, Father, we can know that we know beyond any shadow of a doubt, my Father, that if you are with us, everything is all right, Father. You've given us victory, Father, even in death. You say, I'll be with you even in death. I'm going to never leave you. I'm going to never forsake you. That's your word, Father. And Lord, as we return that word to you, Father, I know it will not return unto you void, but it will accomplish everything that you sent it to do. Now, Father, bless us through the ministry of your word. Holy Spirit, you can have your way in me. May you come up, and not just up, but on me, so that it might remove burdens and destroy yokes. And as always, Father, we're always careful to give you all of the glory, all of the honor, all of the praise, all of the credit. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen. Praise the Lord, saints out there. Hey, I love y'all. That's been my heart for y'all today, you know. And I love y'all. You know, beyond what you can even imagine. Beyond anything that you can imagine. It don't matter. Man, I love y'all. I love y'all to the point where I'll be just like my son, my big brother, Jesus Christ. I give my life for y'all. If giving my life, man, would bring salvation, man, to you and your family, I'd gladly give my life. Gladly. What greater love than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend? Listen, that's not natural love. That's not human-centered love. That's the agape love. That's the love of God. That's the same love that God loves us with. Glory to God. And you know something? That same love that God loved us with, that same love is shed abroad in our hearts. That's what's in my heart. That's why I can say what I'm saying to you. And I mean that. From all the depths of my heart, from my whole heart, with everything that's in me. Hallelujah. You see, I know some things. I know the benefits of that love. See, listen, Jesus gave his life for his friends. And you know what that's how much he loved us. And you know what the benefits of that was? Glory to God. God raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand, far above all principalities and powers and dominions and might. Let me say it in a better way for you to understand. I mean, because he loved us so much, he loved us, man, he loved not his life unto death. For that's how much he loved us. Now, boy, he's seated at the right hand of the Most High God with power and authority in heaven, on earth, and even under the earth. Under the earth, what you mean? Even over death. All power. You know what? Listen, that's the gospel about Jesus, but let me tell you about the gospel that Jesus preached. And you and me. And every man and every woman and every boy that will come to the knowledge of the truth, man, who are dead in trespasses and sin, has he raised up and made to sit together with Christ Jesus in heavenly places. You might not know that, but if you're saved, if you accepted Christ in your life, well, you've been raised up and made to sit with Christ Jesus in heavenly places, far above all your circumstance, situations, and symptoms. So that instead of all your circumstance, situation, and symptoms dictating to you, you'll flip that script and you'll dictate to the circumstance, situation, and symptoms. Hey, I mean all power. Listen, all power. I'm going to say it one more time. All the powers of heaven, all the powers that heaven has, all the powers of the earth, all the powers that's in the earth, and even all the powers under the earth. That's all those who are dead and trespassing and sin and have gone on, man. Let me tell you something. You got power over there, too. They all going to rise. Hallelujah. And, boy, the good news is this here, man. Behold, that power that I got, that was yours originally. You lost it in Adam. And, baby, I come to get that back for you. Now, here. Now you go, and you cast out devils, and you preach this good news of the kingdom. What good news of the kingdom? Not just the kingdom, the good news of the kingdom. What's the good news of the kingdom? That same thing is available to you and you and I. That the same love that was in Christ, man, for all of us is available to you and I. That the same thing that he did, man, same thing you and I can do. That just as he is, so are you and I. And as the Father, man, raised him up and sent him, so has he sent us. He sent me to come tell you that. That you just like him. and that you can do all things through him, who, Christ Jesus, who will strengthen you and empower you. That's yours. That's all that's your inheritance. All that belongs to you. All that power, all that authority, all that ability, all that dominion, all that kingship, all of the kingdom, all of the kingdom of heaven, that belongs to you. That's yours. That was prepared for you before the foundation of the world. All of heaven. What you mean? That you spend all eternity, man, in heaven. And listen, I'm not just talking about where God is in that heaven. I'm talking about heaven on earth. You pray it all the time in your prayers, man. Perhaps, man, you're not realizing exactly the depths of what you're really saying. What are they? Our Father, which art in heaven. That's his territory. Hallowed be your name. You are mighty God. Give glory and honor to him. First request. First prayer request. Lord, let your kingdom come. And let your will be done. What, Arthur? Lord, let your ruling authority, let your government come. Let what you say and what you originally said and your plan and your purpose, let that come back to this earth. Let that arrangement that you set up in the Garden of Eden when Adam and Eve were walking and talking with you in the cool of the day in unbroken fellowship, man, before they ate out the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, let that government come back to this earth. Let that system, I heard my brother saying over here, boy, on this broadcast before me, moments of inspiration, is not here in my spirit too, bitch, boy, override. System override. Boy, I'm talking about, man, boy, Jesus Christ, God love you so much, he sent Jesus Christ to override all the systems of this world in your life. It don't matter what it is, from A to Z, all of them. Because he came with a system too, the governing system of God. He came with a world, too. He came with a system of operation, too. His system of operation, his government, his ruling authority, man, it rules over all the kingdoms of this world that become one with the kingdom of our God. Yeah, baby, I hear you, Bishop. I heard your broadcast, man. System override. Well, I'm telling you, that'll give you strength, man, to rise up and face every adversity, eyeball to eyeball. And let it know, man, I don't care what it is, man, even death, that greater is he that's in you than he that's in this world. Hey, Lord, I wonder if you can hear me out there today. Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. What's the gospel to the poor? Good news, man, to people who might not know some things. You might have $1 trillion, man, but you can be poor in spirit. And boy, your $1 trillion, man, if you die in trespass and sin, man, can't purchase you out of heaven. It might can purchase you a trip, man, to outer space, man. Right, but it can't purchase you a trip to heaven. Mm-mm. He say, Lord, let thy kingdom come. First request, and let your will be done. That's his kingdom, and that's his will. For you to rule and reign on earth. He gave you dominion over the earth. He gave us rulership, management, governing authority over this territory we call earth. And boy, the enemy come stole that from it, man, and Jesus Christ come got it back. And now, boy, you got a squatter on your land. And boy, we just letting them run havoc. Perhaps maybe because you don't know about that love of God. And you don't know about that system override. You don't know about this other ruling authority, this other government system that Jesus Christ come to set up on this earth. See, listen, in this governing system that we operating in, boy, so much controversy in there, man, and all this other stuff, and bickering about this and bickering about that. And listen, the best it can do, man, it can't fix that. It's so much, it's corruption in everything. That's this system that we live in. That's this world that we live in on the earth. The world is not the earth. The world is the system, the pattern of operation. The way things are ran, that's the world. That's what's up on this earth today. And that world that we live in on this earth today, that's motivated, influenced, and set up, man, by the devil. And all those systems in that world system that we live in, all of them. Boy, that was another system that was set up even before that one was that you might not know about. It's called the kingdom of God. God's way of doing things.